Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is to
believe. Hallelujah. John chapter 6, verse 66, 67, 68. Open your Bibles. If you don't have one, reach out to somebody who has one and look through it very carefully, briskly, and attentively. Let's get into the reading of God's word. John chapter 6. John 6, verses 66, 67, 68. Prolific strokes of Bible scriptures. Let me read to your hearing. The Bible said, from that time, many of Jesus' disciples went back and walk no more with Jesus. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will you also go away? Then Simon Peter answered, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, Son of the living God. Interesting prophetical strokes of scripture. Now, I found out something profound. Let me read it all over again, and possibly we will catch that revelation. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. And then said Jesus unto the 12, will you also go away? Jesus said, will you also go away? Jesus, he said, will you also go away? Peter, Simon answered and said, Lord, to whom shall we? That means that you cannot just go, but you should go to someone. To whom shall we go? To whom, Tianye, shall we go? You can't just get up and say, I don't worship anybody or anything. Like I hear the atheist say, I don't believe in God, there is no God. The day you die, you will know that the sea does not, you know, exist by osmosis, or it does not exist osmotically. You will know that the air you breathe did not automatically appear. You will know why your mouth didn't appear in your armpit, that somebody meticulously was putting you together, fearfully and wondrously made. I'm talking to you. Oh yeah, I want to see Jesus, not the ceremonies. I want to see Jesus, not just church. I want to see Jesus when I sit in the church building. I want to see Jesus. I want to see the revelation of the Christos. I want to see the anointing of the Holy Spirit that emanates from the Christ. Daniel, I want to see the power of his resurrection. I don't want to be a cast away. I want to see Jesus. Everybody else who are not you, who are the children? You want to reveal yourself to me. We are tired of the ceremonies, the gimmicks, the routines, and the traditions of church. Now we want to see you. Jesus, they don't sing about him anymore. It has now turned into themselves. Self, all kinds of things. How I went through struggles. And are you the only person going through struggles? Went through struggles and now see what the Lord has done. That's not the gospel. See, when you listen to the people that had a revelation of the Christ, they sing about him. They sing about things directly related to him. His healing power, his miraculous power, his favor, his goodness, his majesty and sovereignty, his divine, you know, his divinity. They talk about the Christ. They sing something like, Jesus, Jesus, oh, team, oh, da, I am mentioning his name not less than 10 times in one song. Jesus! That's it. Let's go back to the Jesus. Yeshua HaMashiach. Let's return to the Christ. The pulpit must return back to the exposition, the elicitation, and the expostulation of the Christ. The focus or the focal point of our pulpit must be Jesus. I'm telling you, the reason why we will come to church shouldn't be the prophet, shouldn't be your friend, shouldn't be a girl you found in the church, shouldn't be somebody you came who can help you, but Jesus. I can't have a witness. Jesus. Talking about the Christ. That in church we can encounter the Christ again. We can encounter the miraculous and the supernatural. Somebody must give a testimony, not because they got an American visa. They should testify how the Lord Jesus touched you in the service. Whilst we were having worship, you had an encounter with the Christ. Christ! He touched me. Oh yeah. So they could sing songs like that. Yeah. He touched me. That is somebody's testimony. He touched me. He touched me. Not he I have this or that. He touched me. Oh yeah. Look at all the people who use that particular song for ministration and tell me the miraculous in those meetings. Oh yeah. Something is happening and now I know he
is such a man.
I said something is happening and now I know
he's just.
Come back to Jesus. I know many great men and women who started very well. This song was their song. Now they talk about achievements. Achievement? Achievement would never have called you. You were not qualified. You were not eligible. You were not eligible. We were talking about achievement. We should talk about Richard Branson and the rest of them. But God favored you and reached out unto you. Now we have forgotten about the Christ. Look at the miracles that happened when this song was sung many meetings and many years ago. The people that received healings, the people that received deliverance, the people who were exalted and elevated because we sang a song about Jesus. So something is happening and now I know
he's such
a man. I said something is happening and now Jesus. So I'm talking about. I said something is happening
and now he's touched me and made.
Sing about the last time. Something is really happening and now revival of the Christ again. Come back to Jesus. You have become too sophisticated and forgotten about Jesus. You have become too sophisticated that you have forgotten about Jesus, the healer, Jesus, the deliverer, the miracle worker, Jesus, the sign, the wonder. I'm talking about the Christ. When he comes into your space, the Bible said everywhere he went, he was doing good. The mighty healer, he healed the lepers. When the cripples saw him, they started walking. Everywhere he went, my God was doing good. I'm talking about Jesus. I'm talking about your Savior, the Savior of the world. I'm talking about the voice of God. I'm talking about the image of God. I'm talking about the portrait of God. I'm talking about Jesus. Yesu, the one from America. Yesu, Jesus. Look at the way we have turned preachers into God. Who cut toilet? Cut out some amen from a prophet. Muye Jimio. Let's put the Christ back to where he belongs. And let's see whether the rate of diabetes will be on the church. The rate of divorce will be on the church. It is because Jesus is out of the equation. Tonight I am calling for a revival of the Christos back to the church. I'm calling for a revival of the Christ back to his church. The Christ back to his church. Jesus. Talking about use. Look at this Nigerian worshiper, Nathaniel Basse. The young man doesn't sing anything apart from Jesus. Nothing apart from Jesus. Look at within a short space of time how God has elevated and blessed him. And look at your people, how downward they are going. Nobody even knew them. Nathaniel Basse did a revival in his room last year. The Lord told me, worship me for 1 month. It starts from midnight to 1 a.m. Midnight to 2 a.m. CNN. Put Nathaniel Basse's Facebook page on CNN. Worship who? Jesus. On their page. You know why? Because one night 6 million people were watching from all around the world in his room. 6 million. By the time you are doing Facebook Live and you have 6 million watching at a time, it's got to be something. And that something was Jesus. That somebody is Jesus. We need free my we need you make us a much though. I saw the PM can use once and very soon you will collapse, you will die, you will vanish. I'm telling you, Jesus! Our dear be a Yesunya and a Faribine, forget it. Upa, my angels will make counsel, it will go down. Jesus, he touched me. I need a touch tonight. A touch tonight. Something is really happening. Jesus, I said something is really happening. Something. It's really happening. Close your eyes and rededicate your life to Jesus. Tell him, I receive you again as my Lord and my personal Savior. You are my King. You are my Lord. You are my life. You are my light. You are my word. You are the truth. You are the living word. You are the essence of life. The champion of love. Hey! Talking about Jesus. I give my heart to you. I give my heart to Jesus. I will serve you all the days of my life. Jesus.
Simon Petro Buane say,
I have never seen anything like that. Jesus is a strange person. How many leaders will find people leaving you and will ask the remnant, the faithful few that have left? You can ask them, do you want to follow them? I cannot even see any iota of worry in Jesus. And that is exactly where the Christian must come to. Stop worrying your head about things that does not even exist. I'm telling you, too many people are even afraid of the unknown. Some people are under pressure. They don't even know what they are under pressure from or to or whatever. Yesterday I told you, leave it to the Lord and breathe. Breathe.
Breathe.
Cast your care. He cares for you. Leave it to him. Allow him to handle it. Yeah, because you worrying, you cannot add one cubit to your stature. What did you hear? Okay, it leave it to the Lord. Let him worry about it. He is faithful. Honestly speaking, the church have not really found the kind of God they worship. You will stop bothering your head. Tell somebody God is in control.
God is in control.
Let's paraphrase it. Jesus is in control.
Jesus is in control.
I can't just say, take it easy, baby.
Take it easy, baby.
Relax and breathe.
Relax and breathe.
Oh yeah, relax and breathe. Relax and breathe. Relax and breathe. Will you read?
Simon Petro Buane said, Eradi, when chen ye bekro, one hour down quansem, near GAD, near who sell in Yankopon Kunkrunin.
My God. This is a very important and profound script. You may be seated in the presence of God. Let's work it out. Now, I want to, you know, build the concept by the grace of God. I want to speak to you about 10 things that God hates. There are 10 things. And don't forget, we are talking about words of eternal life. Words of eternal life. God hates something. A lot of relationships and marriages have collapsed. The reason is because we have not really gotten ourselves into what we call human dynamics. Everybody say human dynamics.
Human dynamics.
Jesus walked with 12 disciples in his inner core. Everybody had a different attitude, a different character, a different demeanor, a different caliber of people they are. And yet Jesus never had a problem with any of them. Tune in. Whether they were melancholics, they were phlegmatics, they were cholerics, or they were sanguines, it didn't matter. Whether they were introverts or extroverts, it didn't matter, because Jesus really knew them. When you be war, when you be sign, no one nipan when we have problems. Oh yeah. I'm telling you. When you be sign. And I'm going to tell you to take your time to know your husband. Take time. You've been married for years, but I don't think you know him enough. You've been married for years, but I don't think you know her enough. Take your time and get to know them. Yeah. Some people, it's going to take even 15 years to know them. To really know them. Because some people can pretend for a long time. Praise the name of the Lord. Get to know people. Now, if you know God, you will know what God likes. And what God hates. And when that is in the line, there is no problem. Because if I know that you don't like this, I won't do it. And if I don't do it, there is peace. There is peace. TNU and then Christophono, they are, we want to serve God our way. God, I will serve you, but on my terms. I will serve you, but on my terms. I will come when I feel like coming. I will do when I feel like doing it. No, but you can't serve God your way. The Bible said, nobody runs a race and win except he runs according to the rules. There are always rules. Football has rules. Boxing has rules. You cannot say that we will use the rules of football for boxing. You can't say that. You can't say 11 people are going to be in the same ring. You cannot say that. The rules are different. When it comes to God, there are rules. I didn't say there are laws. There are rules. Different rules. And so everybody in this place, he died for you. He bled for you. He suffered for you. He went on the cross for you. He has borne your iniquities. He has borne your transgression. The chastisement of your peace was upon him. By his stripes, you are healed. And you've got to understand that once all these things have been done, and you have lifted your hands and said, I accept you as my Lord and my personal Savior, that all the days of my life I will serve you, and I will, you know, I will give you with all my heart. I will even preach for you as you have sent me to go ye into all the world and baptize and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, and teach them to observe all things whatsoever I have taught you. All that you can do it, but If you, whilst in the pursuit of that, if you don't play by the rules, you will be shocked that you are preaching for the Lord. But Matthew 7:21 will come to your picture. Matthew 7:22-23 will come to your picture. Not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but they that doeth the will. That word will is a compliance to the rules. Oh yes, sir. That word will, compliance to the rules, obedience to the rules. You give your children instructions. If they flout the instructions, it have ramifications and consequences. How much more God? You better hear what we are talking about. He is God and he is your judge. He will judge you. We shall all appear before him and we will account with what we are doing with our lives. We will come to account. So be careful, because this God is a judge and a very dangerous one. Dear, people don't want to hear that part of God, but he's a very dangerous God, a righteous judge. He does not judge like the Ghana Bar or Bench Association. God is a righteous judge, fair judge. Give to every man according to their works. TNA. When you mean Kasa for Ponchibishi, I mean, like we saw in the Anas expose, for Ponch, why you be BS and you would be Chawanum and no Nawaji. Tia, can you imagine? God is not like that. He will judge righteous judgment. And the day, not too far from this one, is coming when we shall all appear one by one. It will not be a group. It will not be even a marriage couple. Will appear before God and be judged. Therefore, when you become a Christian, a born again believer, you come to accept Christ Jesus as Lord and personal Savior, you must be able to come to the cognizant fact that God hates certain things. And if you know the things that God hates, you will not replicate or do them. If I know that my wife doesn't like teasing, I don't tease her. If I know that my wife doesn't want me to raise my voice at her, I don't raise my voice at her. And then when I realize that the woman realizes that you love her, she can do anything for you. Oh yes, sir. You don't get what I'm saying. When the woman realizes and comes to the conviction that you really and genuinely and truly love her, oh come on, she will go to the extreme for you. I'm telling you, you can call in the middle of the night and tell your wife that I'm on my way coming home. I want a bunabununkwai. By the time you get home, it's ready. Because I don't want to share my man with any woman. It's in every, I'm telling you, every wife in this place does not want to share her husband with another woman. Therefore, if the man can do that, oh, please. Then there is love, there is peace, there is harmony in the home. I'm telling you. And there are a couple of them. There are a couple of them. There are certain women who don't want you to compare them with any other women. As a matter of fact, it's predominantly every woman. Every woman doesn't want you to compare them, especially when you are making a retrogressive comparison. When you are making, you know, assume a secret and you say no, that they don't want it. And so please, God also hit certain things. And I'm going to start from Deuteronomy. The first thing that God hates. You know, I know the people who have stayed in church for a long time. They know that when I say that God hates 10 things, they know that at least 7 is in Proverbs chapter 6. And so, the guy is going to just add 3 things to it, to the scriptures. That is the ones that is listed in Proverbs 6 that even constitute to 7 is just one category. One! Proverbs chapter 18 verse 10, go in. Proverbs chapter, let's go into the word of the Lord very quickly. And then you will know the amazement of what we want to talk about. The Bible said in Proverbs chapter 10, sorry, chapter 18 verse 10, 11 and 12, possibly to 13. The Bible said, there shall not be found among you any that make his son or daughter to pass through the fire, or that use a divination, or an observer of the times, T-A-U, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter of familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination. That word abomination, anytime you see the word abomination, it means that this is what God hates. Abomination unto the Lord. And because of this abomination, the Lord thy God did drove or drive them out from before thee. Will you think about the community of the Interesting. Repeat that word for me. Or what demo are we a Christian? And everybody that is watching and listening to us, there should not be found among you anybody that lets his daughter or son goes through bosonsom and goes through occultism and goes through all kinds of crazy and mad upset spirituality. The first is that emanim fa which him. Second, read. Today the footballers will go because somebody predicted a match and the match was accurate. Now when there is going to be a crucial match, they look for that particular person. Sometimes you will not believe, there is a crab cotton in South America, they consult cotton. There is a snake, a python in Japan, they consult the python. But to read the word of God. Obey for. It is in accordance with the will of God, and they should not be suffered to leave. They don't have a right to dwell in your space. I'm grateful to God, but this particular language, if I was not able to read it, it would have been a big disincentive to the ministry God has given me, because it brings a clearer picture of the scriptures. Come for washabosum come. Be pray waganaha. I confirm any mema. Womu yaza criminals. Could police see I the kuti om honsamo. Obe bua faso. I can't just say koko. I be go na nanama bosom ni mufi. Woo mufi. Woo. We see near my way, we'll be able to go up with some movie. Interesting. A come for what shall some come to hear you read?
Obey for, or the Bisa for,
or the Bisa for. Well, be a you're calling where Bisa. I was shocked. One lady, you know, they stole some things. I think it was an iPhone 10. There were three people in the house, and one of them stole. We don't know which. So I was shocked that this Christian woman said, "Oh yeah, bring a taxi. I know somebody at Aquitaman. Quick! We are going on a visa." And Sunday she was in church. Monsacrayo me kasamachu tini. There are people in church, but they have not repented. Jesus is not in their heart. They don't have a relationship with the Son of God. This is a very serious thing we are talking about. And that is why I'm telling you, the people who want to go to heaven, this is their church. This is their church. What do you mean, my answer? Sir, who better than you have in a dream? I'll be by. Tianya, join me. I'll be out of the way. Who be your host? What should I say? Praise the name of the Lord. Heaven is our ultimate. That's why we are sitting here. have a relationship with Jesus Christ and end up in heaven. Yes, sir. Because this life is temporary. Many of them in our country, now they have erected billboards, and our government give them attention. By this same Bible, the president swore his oath to come to office. By this same Bible, judges who sit on the Supreme Court, on the Court of Appeal, on the, you know, whatever, fast track court, whatever court it is, they swear by this to be able to, you know, come into office. If anybody comes to their court, they give them the scriptures and make them swear that, what, you know, I pledge or vow or swear that the account or the, you know, whatever I'm about to give is the whole truth, nothing but the truth. A president and all the people who are sworn into office, the Bible is in your hands. I swear through faith and allegiance, you know, that I will protect, defend the Constitution of the Republic of God. By the Bible, the Word of God, and the same Bible is telling you the first thing that God hates. God hates witches, sorcery, necromancy. God hates witchcraft, wizardry. God hates them that consult the dead and consult demonic spirit. We had a church recently in around Dakuma area where when you go there, there is somebody sitting there, and all the person does is that, we are going to consult your dead uncle, and suddenly you say, I am your dead uncle, as soon as he killed me. And they are listening to, and this is on live television, and people are watching. And believe. You won't believe. They believe. What do you call it?
Enter for you for. Some am fretful. A duty for.
A duty. Mua have far to a drew. I'm telling you. Better hear what we are talking about. And of you may come with Yamia Chiwadia. The things that God hates. 10 things that after you are born again, you have to know that God hates it so that I avoid it. A very serious thing we are talking about. Last 2 years, one of our members at Alabaster City came to me and said, Papa, I have sinned. Pray for me. I said, what is the sin? I said, I'm telling you, this is not somebody out of Alabaster. But that's the truth. That's the truth. And in the cruel moon swab will be dear to a bass meminani diano. Can you imagine that? Menani diano, break it, diano, mammy, why? Abambacho, break it, diano, mammy, why? Oh Lord, my God. I realize we are ignorant even about our positions as children of God. You know that we have been, those he did foreknow, he also predestinated. That word, predestination, we don't even understand it. That we may be conformity into the image of his dear son Jesus Christ. So those he called, he justified, and those he justified, he has also glorified. We don't even understand this process.
Quickly.
In other words, in the church, we should not have witches in our churches. The church is full of too many witches. Wizards! Abemuronsam! You won't believe. I was shocked. One time I went to minister somewhere, and a senior minister, a father of the land, took the microphone and announced in the church where I went to minister. He just said, there are too many witches in this church. I was shocked. There are too many. many witches in this church. Too many witches have invaded our churches. I'm telling you, one day I was speaking to an Orthodox minister, and he was telling me, Kofi, you know, and I'm saying, what is the difference between yours and ours? It's almost the same. We are all preachers. We are all, you know. He said, your kind of church, the way the fire is burning, the witches are not as many as. The man told me, if you try, they will give you a stroke. Or shot. I said, by the time a witch can give a man of God stroke, the man of God must retire voluntarily. Voluntary retirement. You've lost the anointing. You've lost the presence of God. You are powerless. Because Beifor is the least when it comes to the devil's power. And if that one can give you stroke, what should I say? What should I say? I'm telling you, Beifor, Yahuwah and Pewamoa, sorry. God does not need wizards here. If you are a wizard, we would deliver you tonight. In the name of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, we would lay our hands on you and deliver you. Pioneer. I am about deliverance. I command, come to Alabasta. Your deliverance in here. What the bay you see in a house? Read the words.
Or the bisa for.
Or the bisa for.
Enter for you for.
Come for you for.
Encabetre for.
Encabetre for.
Saman fret for.
Saman fret for.
Edutu for.
Edutu for.
Nedia obusa efunu.
And then you will be dear yo. And then you will be sadia.
Efunu.
Efunu. And I drew to me kukuru funu a yakotam every much. Acquired the Hose. And then they lift him up. Who killed you? Who killed you? When him your killing one kwe. Huh? When him your killing one. And kawe wu. All kinds of madness. We call our tradition. We can bring a corpse and tell the wife of the corpse, bath him. When you finish bathing him, feed him. Feed a dead person. This in our country, you call this Yamamre, Mempesa Mamre Fono. I don't want it. I don't even want to be related to it. I don't even want to associate myself to any Amamre like that. And before you feed, you put the food in the corpse mouth and put it in your mouth. And they said, if you don't swallow it, it means you killed him. So be it. Ooh, yena de naba. Tiai! Awu adio mukope bi tramie unu baby eni pabe. Wanya awu awuri ansem bia ba tete aduani aso ano. Woti asekura antete aduani aso de ansem fono. Ha? Aba mi tete aduani aso. When I come now, wow! Ogbo, no dwele ogbo, obafu. Read the word, sir.
If it's a radio, chuwadi, no one oye yenu mina.
Asi yami dia.
Echuwadi.
Wanyami echuwadi, no one oye yenu mina.
Na echuwadi inti no ori two one free wenim.
Echuwadi inti. And I want one tears and say, those that were on the land because of these abominations, the Lord wiped them all off. And so that is why we have a big problem with all these preachers and your so-called prophets buying effluents or water or liquid fluids, you know, which are extract or excreted fluids from corpses and from the mortuaries, and they are using that to mix sobolo and sell it to you as the blood of Jesus. They use, oh yes sir, in Accra, in Ghana, Tiania, and the people are thinking, yes, sumo jo, yes, sumo nye,
Mujimi.
Yes, moja no. Yebubua ankamo ebumobetoye. Tia. Yes, moja yebubu. Onipa biya moja womo have 4 liters of blood within you. Yebubu yes, moja no ankabibe sumu. Mama nyakwany ebubu yes, moja. 20 Ghana. Ye do a fluence wa wana mam. Tu numu yana yemetwe kru. I said the demons have strike in my intestine. They will strike in your intestine to your heart, and then they would. I'm about church. Tia! I got wounds out there. Misu brebre. Obi a wanu wounds out there. Nancy Kwanzu. With him. Ah. Nancy Kwanzu. I'm with him there. Manum beyond. Tia! Ubetia! Praise the name of the Lord. Number 2. When you're here, you are here. Leviticus chapter 18. Leviticus chapter 18. You will read English first. And then right after the English, I don't want to, leave out my audio. Right after English, you read the key. Leviticus chapter 18 from verse 1. We are talking about the things that God hates. Damn handsome words of eternal life is what we are dealing with.
Leviticus chapter 18. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel.
Speak unto the children of
and
Israel.
Say unto them,
and say unto them,
I am the Lord your God.
I am the Lord your God.
And after the doings of the land of Egypt,
according to the doings of the land of Egypt,
wherein ye dwelt,
where you are dwelling,
shall ye not,
you shall not
do this.
Do this.
And after the doings of the land of Canaan,
King Canaan to you,
whither I bring you, shall ye not do. Neither shall you walk in their ordinances. Ye shall do my judgment.
You will do my judgment.
And keep my ordinances.
And keep my ordinances.
To walk therein.
To walk therein.
I am the Lord your God.
I am the Lord your God.
Ye shall therefore keep my statutes.
If I should tell you, you will keep my statutes.
And my judgment.
And my judgment.
What if a man do, he shall live in them.
Hey, well, see, if any man doeth them, he will live. God.
I am the Lord.
I am the Lord.
None of you shall approach to any that is near of kin to him.
None of you will come close to your relative to have sex with your relative.
To uncover their nakedness.
Kind.
I am the Lord. The nakedness of thy father.
The nakedness of your father.
Or the nakedness of thy mother.
And the nakedness of your mother.
Shall thou not uncover.
In other words, you shall not sleep with your father, and you shall not sleep with your mother.
She is thy mother.
She is your mother.
Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness.
You will never sleep with your mother.
The nakedness of thy father's wife.
I went to Vision One. And I met somebody who have slept with his own son, her own son, and made 2 children with her own son. Tia! 2 children with her own son. Abominations! I can't want a woman in your year. I can't some tea. I'm telling you the heart of God. Hey. There are many people sitting here. They come to church here. They listen to all this. They are living in impenetrable. People sitting here right now. There are people here as are listening to the word. Ubi ya abortion and chair. TNM no kana. And you want more about na epi Christo and who no. I could shift off flying them. I'm telling you the heart of God. There are people sitting here tonight. They have nothing to do with the gospel I'm preaching. They feel like showing up and they've shown up. And that is why I keep telling the people who have been in church for a long time. Most of them are not blessed. Because they have trivialized the holy things of God. They have trivialized the sacred obligations. They have replaced the daily sacrifices with the abominations of desolations.
And the last thing,
familiarity. Oh yeah. Familiar. By any unyam yam and a dada almost and comes here bevar any maria and ever now maria. Kona ma fa what is some lujina baby me and you. Tiani Americano. Can't dunk quansum is a me candy.
Dan quansum.
Man t me a candy.
Dan quansum.
Dan quansum. Manka what is some dan quansum. Tiny canon. Utie dan quansum nanko what do you number? People are not smart. Deal it according to the way the Lord wants it. Utie dan quansum noa and cabritu no boom. See?
The nakedness of thy father's wife shall thou not uncover.
Your father's wife, you shall not sleep with your father's wife.
The nakedness of thy sister,
your sister,
the daughter of thy father,
tear you,
or daughter of thy mother,
tear.
Whether she be born at home,
but to tear you,
or born abroad,
listen.
Even their nakedness shall thou not uncover.
You shall never, never. People can be sleeping in the same room with your sister. In the night, they go like a drum patch on my infantry children. No, Kakra. I see a two. Yeah, 1 minute. TI! I'm infantry children. No, Kakra. Read the word.
The nakedness of thy sister.
The nakedness of your sister.
The nakedness of thy son's daughter.
The
nakedness of thy son's daughter. Or of thy daughter's daughter. Even their nakedness thou shalt not uncover.
You will never uncover the nakedness of your son's daughter. Or your daughter's daughter.
For theirs is thy own nakedness.
They are your own blood. Tear. Read.
The nakedness of thy father's wife's daughter.
Tear you.
Begotten of thy father.
Whether ye de obide na baduma be waru mami ana wo papa sabano yenenena.
She is thy sister.
Or you wouldn't.
Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy father's sister.
Tear. Your father's sister is wusuwa ana. You cannot abrewa poso nanu suhuma ekoye na kwesi abrewati aso. This generation, we are a sick generation. Why is sicker? I'm telling you. Read the word.
Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy mother's sister.
Your mother's sister, for, you will not uncover their nakedness.
For she is thy mother's near kin's woman.
I shall tell you, oye wo mame ebmucha.
Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy father's brother.
Read.
Thou shalt not approach to his wife.
Tear.
She is thy aunt.
Your aunt.
Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy daughter-in-law. She is thy son's wife.
Daughter-in-law. Oh my God. Recently, I watched a documentary on UTV. And the documentary was about a person that was married. And then the mother took over her marriage, went to the juju and cast a spell on her own daughter. Now the banner board them. And no be jia wadi anotanas. Or the new kunun swa drink kwa chichiri. Someone zoom yame. Chris and moon zoom ye. The chichiri mu ebi nyamo. Say a chichiri mo. Ebe yen yan chichiri mo kre ye nyamo. Yen yan chichiri mo kre ye nyamo. I can be away a Christian name was Rawso. I don't also. Set time, then in Sakawa, in ye, a two dear, a two a dra, in ye, a boo dear, in ye. You know, we ain't be as in COVID, we ain't be in ye, wouldn't me more me, because we know men say, I know I have a crowd that me meho, you know, boss from a bocheo, you know, and renunting God, Utumi a dra, in ye, Ubumi dear, in ye, Udeme call or call to ye, Mudeme picture for baby, in ye, it won't try ye, almost mangrofoba, on my bedrams on. They have tried. Maybe to me, normally a drop, a petty mechanic, a drone, Juma. I shouldn't be standing here talking to you. I'm telling you, we only share. Monajole, Ajole. agricultural. Yeah, I'm from the same from so try a bow and name now you go so
thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of a woman and her daughter.
God.
Neither shalt thou take her son's daughter or her daughter's daughter to uncover her nakedness, for they are her near kinswoman. It is wickedness.
Read the word of God. It's there.
Wickedness.
Wickedness. Verse
17.
Verse 17.
Chapter 17. In ye oba bi ne ne baba de jaso.
Obi ne ne ba untimi mfa obi ne ne maami mum.
In fact, ne baba ni baba and ne baba baba in you wanna deja so. Ne one am ne one a ye busudie.
A ye busudia. So be fa will be ni nuya. And I will be ni mame. Tianya ni ma kono kwa ba generation so my yase hiamu too much. Ayase, ayase. That could was a ye deliverance for ayase mkwa. Ayase deliverance. Tianya! Ayasi deliverance. We break the power of lust from everybody under the reach of the sound of our voice. Receive deliverance from your addictions and from your lust in the name of Jesus. Receive deliverance from all kinds of adultery. Receive deliverance in the name of Jesus. Am I hearing an amen in the house?
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. We're looking above the meeting.
Also, thou shalt not approach unto a woman to uncover her nakedness, as long as she is put apart for her uncleanness.
Kind.
Moreover, thou shalt not lie carnally.
Verse 18.
Now, unfor bani ni niya unware se obema watch a cry. Sa odasoti.
Bani ni niya yangware umumum. A sister and her sister, or a woman and her sister, you can marry both of them together. Read.
Na enko ba an ensebuo wu ne ne honte ya no.
A woman in her menstruation, you don't have sex with her. Die. Armed robbers went to a lady around the Medina estate, and the lady was in her menses. They said, "We will take you are in your menses. We will do it anal." She's in hospital right now with an infection. These guys cannot even control their lust. A woman is in her cycle, and the cycle maximum 6 days or 7 days. She's fine. You can't wait for 7 days. No. And this is what sometimes they use for an excuse. I went out because you were in your cycle. I think you have a wrong husband. Wrong husband! You can't wait in her cycle. And most of these people who will sleep with a woman in her cycle is for rituals. Oh, yes, sir. Mawanina, I'm telling you. Rituals! When I'm here, chiwa dear, and I'm no okay, can I? But you know so. When I'm chili, I'm telling you. Proverbs 5, verse 5. Will you? Proverbs chapter 5, verse 5. Apparently, it's Psalm 5. Psalm 5, verse 5. The third thing that God hates, kind of tree first.
Proverbs chapter
5,
verse 5.
No, Psalm 5, verse
5. Psalm 5, verse
5.
Read. Jimmy Foreign, you know, when him. What time you move your phone, you know? 5,
I think so.
Yeah.
Can you read 4, brother 5?
Okay. Now, when you're going to put out the bunny, or bunny for the warrant, you know. At Jimmy for ringing out with him. What time you move your phone in?
That's what time, dear.
And move your phone in.
Oh, beer! What time? Emumoyo is different from Bonnie. Emumoyo is different from Bonnie. Bonnie is the basis. Emumoyo is burning to us. Obi toa bonesua edani emumoyo. Oso we nyame try wo bia watoa boneso nyame tan e nyame echiwade. God hates it. Will you read English quick?
The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
This is interesting, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 32. Echiwadia toshumi ensa. We can't finish, so I will do only five. Echiwadia, the third or fourth thing that God hates. The fourth one. Read it.
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 32. Now, concern you already, Echiwadia.
Oh, concern me, Yenyami Echiwadia. Obia wadin kongonsa we nyame achiwade. A man munti nie because munan kongonsa moye ho ade. En kongonsa ni we nyame achiwade. God hates a froward person. Kind bro from him to
32. For the froward is abomination to the Lord.
The froward is an abomination unto the Lord.
But his secret is with the righteous.
His secret when you make one more when you almost first a junior a sumasum a ya one more a tene. Come constantly. We are Yamia Chua dear. So you can be born again and be an abomination unto the Lord because of Ungongonzano. And then I'm sorry, ha, a painting and white. I don't know, conditional, Nigerian, honey, be near. I don't know, the Bible said that even a fool, when he keeps silent, is considered wise. A fool, if he keeps silence, is considered wise. Be bia ubehunu wanobeka. Especially newscasters, sister, and a couple of idiots. I don't want to so. Sometimes I'm listening to some of these people and I get tired. I worked with a woman from here, Tesano, to Tesano Police Station. The woman spoke. I never spoke a word. Wumre. Kongonza fui. Mumre. Went from between 6 to 10 o'clock. And I wonder who may and Kongonza may. Gotem can kai moo. Atum quetra mwesha moo. MPP, NDC, MPP, NDC, MPP, NDC, not a day. The next day, yeah, sorry, MPP, NDC, MPP, NDC. Yeah, then, sir, this is 2019. Yeah! Hallelujah. Yeah. Tomorrow I'll give you five. Let me give you the last one for tonight. And then we are going to close. Zechariah chapter 8, verse 17. Zechariah 8:17. Will it?
And let none of you imagine evil in your hearts against his neighbor.
T.
And love no false oath.
T.
For all these things that I hate,
saith
the Lord.
I hate, saith the Lord, start to be you.
And verse A. Verse 17. And let none of you imagine evil in your heart.
Nobody should imagine evil in your heart
against his
against
neighbor.
Against your neighbor.
And love no false oath.
Do not love a false oath.
For all these are things that I hate.
I want to tell everybody who lives abroad and you do this marriage of convenience and say, this is my husband, this is my wife, and you know that is a false oath. Today, I'm giving you a scripture, a word of God that says that God hates it. Those of you marrying your own fathers, marrying your own mothers in the name of immigration papers, it is a false oath. And the Lord hates it. Ah, God. People who, I am Kofi Odro, but because of immigration papers, my name is Ismaila Rashid Mahama. Can you imagine Kofi Odro as Ismaila Rashid Mahama? Because of immigration papers. Hey, Aboriginal for Enedia Mabamuzu. Especially America. America for Munyoku, Munyoku Kura. But when you meet a false oath. False! Will you kind of treat me into it?
Na mumu biara enyene ne yonko ho bone na kumem.
Enyene wo yonko bone e wo akumem.
Na mo mpa atron tanka.
Me pa to tie ye atron tanka. Empa if you say.
Na yenu nyina ne de eye metan.
What is what time? What time? What time? Wunnim sa sister, wo ngwade nim kosi ase. Ne papa wuska. The father has a lot of revenue, so you want to marry the person, and this girl is the only daughter of her father. So, okay, if the father dies, every estate comes to her, and then if you kill her, everything comes in. Hey, I'm telling you, I'm for a young man from Chibi. He was into broadcasting. Yeah, yamam pentua gunkuntumri fro. And trowafro stews, soups, and whilst this guy was eating, he was eating mashed glass, started cutting out her intestines. Holes came there. You know, people can develop holes in their intestines, intestinal whatever disorders, and whatever they call it. I'm telling you, bro, they need holes in the intestine that they couldn't, you know, seal them. Oh, akwani wuwu a mesi yede ne picture chere o na yede nini pa na ngasa chere wa wubisu. Because the guy had a life insurance, and his life insurance was worth over $10 million, and the woman was after that. Hey, near what party in your worm for training is when you call us Sia will be bunim quantum wager. Will be good bunim quantum wager, because such a these are words of eternal life. Life is short, but this short life, you know. But we need now. Will you read that same scripture in English again? Let's speak to the people who are living in abroad. You have gone to borrow money and gone for this marriage of convenience. I want to ask a very short question before we close tonight. Are you sure you will make it to heaven? You have a British passport, but will you make it to heaven? Read.
And let none of you imagine evil in your heart against his neighbor. And love no false oath. For all these,
don't love a false oath. You know that this person is not your husband, this person is not your wife, and then you go to the registry and say, I take you to be my lawful wedded wife, husband, and with a Bible, the registrar of the oath seals it, and you come home and you know this is a false oath. The Bible said God hates it. God, he hates it. You can lie before the registry, you can lie before the courts, but God is the judge, the real judge. Peter said, but you have the words of eternal life, and we have believed in those words of eternal life. I'm telling you that we shall all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Oh yes, sir. We shall all give account unto the Lord concerning ourselves one by one. I'm talking to everybody, hear it. The Bible makes it very clear. Hebrews 4 verse 13. I want you to read that one. Let me close the service with that. Hebrews 4:13. And service is ended. I'm bringing this to a close. This is a service of everything. The presence of God, the anointed, the word of God. We are not giving you sugar-coated words. We are bringing you the thus saith the Lord. You know, the thus saith the Lord can be bitter, it can be sweet, it can be whatever you want to call it. Read the word of God.
Neither is there any creature that is not
manifest.
There is
nobody that is hidden in the eyes of God.
But all things are naked.
All things are naked.
And open unto the eyes
and
of
open
him.
Open to the eyes of God.
With whom we have to do.
We will have to deal with God very soon. God will judge us with righteous judgment. I'm telling you. Stand to your feet. Clap your hands for the Lord.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.